And a special greeting this evening to residents of Walgett. Now, Walgett is in northwest New South Wales and, well, it has not had a good run, to say the least. The town's name translates literally in the meeting of two waters, the rivers that meet near it. But for reasons which I suspect we are all passingly familiar, drought, water management, among others, that water has become undrinkable. Now, that now, and this just to add salt to the wound, the town's only supermarket has burned down. Now, that means that the nearest source of food and clean water is 80 kilometres away. A social media fundraiser has been created on the fly, and it's gained a lot of momentum and a fair bit of cash in a short space of time. Kenji Kazoe is behind or part of the organising of that fundraiser, and he joins us now. Kenji, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Jonathan.
Now,
thanks for having me.
This was a bit of a snap decision for you. You only sort of decided to get this up and running last night. What have you raised so far?
So last I checked, I think it was on about 16,000, which, yeah, that totally blows me away, blows all of us away. We were basically just hanging out. One of our other friends who has been involved with these water runs was staying over at our place. In the morning, we woke up and saw the news about the Walga IGA. And they were just like, well, let's just make this fundraiser, see how it goes. We set the goal at 10 grand, thinking it was ambitious. Yeah. When I went to sleep, it was at 8,000, which I thought was, was already blowing my mind. And yeah, now it's on 16 grand and, it seems the momentum's still going. So yeah, totally blown away.
That's certainly sort of kicking a town when it's down, the fire in the supermarket. You're coming to us from Sydney. What's your connection to Walgett?
Sure. So I personally haven't actually been to Walgett, but I've been involved in these water runs that have been organised by a group in Sydney here called FIRE, which stands for Fighting in Resistance Equally. They've had support and have been working alongside other groups such as Dignity Water, Menindee Water Run, Anti-Colonial Asian Alliance, basically like volunteer labour, grassroots fundraising, basically just to like send carloads or trailer loads full of water to these communities that are suffering kind of the harshest impact of, the whole Murray-Darling River crisis. I've personally been on three water runs now to the town of Collarinabri, and have also been involved in some like independent media production, just trying to make some short videos about the whole situation as well.
And how gratefully are those water runs received in these communities?
The community response has been, of course, like kind of the most rewarding part of the whole thing. We're welcomed with such hospitality and we're there to do a nice thing, but even still, like, I wouldn't find a problem if they were like, who are these city slickers coming, but there's none of that attitude, it's quite hospitable and welcoming and no one, there's a sense, I guess, that small towns like Collier get forgotten about.
Yep.
Even with this situation here in Walgett, this is kind of the second time now that Walgett's been, a bit of a talking point for the whole kind of Murray-Darling River crisis. But, there's many small towns. Collier is just one of several that even within rural New South Wales discourse seem to be forgotten about. So, very, grateful and welcoming and happy to see a bunch of Sydney rat bags and students there to do some work. Yeah.
I bet they are. I mean, the tough thing about it, I guess, is that, the solution to these problems is pretty hard and probably goes beyond that kind of a relief effort.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, we totally accept and agree that this is a very short-term emergency kind of relief effort. I can say proud.